for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Noe of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the teacher.
Will you all stand in prayer with me, please? Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord, we ask for an outpouring of your Spirit now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you open the eyes of our understanding, Lord God, that we can receive the engrafted Word, Lord, that will bear fruit in our lives, that you would touch us, Lord, and set us free. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother Glenn and the camp staff in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless them now, Lord. And we move forward, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Okay. You got your Bibles. I want you to open them to Hosea and turn to chapter 4. This is the whoredom, the curse of whoredom. It says, my people, starting with verse 6, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being a priest to me. Now you're all a priest. You're kings and priests before God. That's what it says in Revelation. Peter said, I've made you a kingdom of priests. You're a person who stands between God and the heathen to carry the word of God to the heathen. Well, he said, I called you to be my witnesses and send you forth to carry the word. And he says, him, since you've rejected knowledge, you were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I reject you from being a priest. Because you've forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. The more they increase, well, forget your children. That statement's pretty explanatory. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory to shame. So you get shame for rejecting knowledge of your God. They set their heart on iniquity. It shall be like priests, like people like priests. I'll punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. They shall eat, but not have enough. And that can mean one of two things. Either you're going to be addicted to gluttony because you're going to eat all the time and you're never satisfied, or you're going to be starving to death. Both of them will kill you. If your waist size is above 40, the evidence now shows that your chances of getting type 2 diabetes is 12 times higher than the population at large. Now, if you only got a 38, you're only six times above. They commit whoredom, but they do not increase because they have ceased obeying God. The wounds are going to be closed. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart in the King James. The New King James says, holotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. The word holotry or whoredom means sexual immorality and idolatry. If you look it up and you say, well, we'll go on. Enslaves the heart, which is actually the soul. It's the will, the mind, the will, the intellect, and the emotion. My people ask counsel of their wooden idols. That's idolatry. Their divination rod, staff, divination rod, informs them. For spirit of whoredom has caused them to stray, and they played the harlot against their God. What do? They offer sacrifices on the mountaintop, burn incense on the hills, on the oaks and poplars and tribbins, because the shade is good. Therefore, because of this, your daughters shall become whores, and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish the daughters when they become whores, nor your brides when they commit adultery, for the men themselves go apart and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Now, the ritual harlot was a priestess in the temple of Astrea. Also, in the New Testament, the temple of Ephesus and Diana. They estimated there were 2,000 temple priests in the temple of Diana. Okay. Therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled or destroyed. And so, today we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about sexual immorality, and we're going to touch divination. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. Lord, I bind that thunderstorm and any damaging winds in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command it to go up and go away from him. In Jesus' name. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, starting with verse 3. For this is the will of God. Now, how many places in the Bible do you see something that says, this is the will of God? Your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Now, the Old King James says fornication. New King James says sexual immorality. The word in the Greek is porneo, from which we get our modern word pornography. And if you want to know what it covers, remember the Coors Beers ads, where you got this well-shaped young lady with this skimpy bikini, and she said she's holding out the Coors Light. And he said, if you drink this, I like you, you'll get me. It sells beer. Sex sells. So that is pornography. Mild, soft pornography. And you just watch television, and almost any advertisement you see, it varies from the underwear. Can you believe they got underwear advertisements on television? I don't own one. But my friends tell me they do. I'm not on the television in 30 years. I don't look at them. Praise God. Okay. And each of you should know how to possess his own vessel. Well, anyway, it goes from that all the way down to bestiality. All of that is included in the term fornication or sexual immorality. Each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust like the heathen who do not know God. You're not supposed to conduct yourself in the heathen passage. I talked to you yesterday about I talked to y'all about where the term stubbornness came from? All right. Stubbornness is an interesting term in the Hebrew. It comes from an agricultural term, which means to stiffen the neck. And it comes from when the oxen would not want to bear the load, didn't want to work, and so they would stiffen their neck and pull their head way back up like this, and you couldn't get the yoke on them. That was the first one. The second one was, he would not only stiffen his neck, if you managed to get the yoke on him, or if you had him working out there, and the wagon got stuck or something, and you poked him with the gourd, you know, to pull it, and it was too heavy, he would lift his neck and bring his shoulders up and push the yoke off. Now, those are the stubborn. And what that meant was that they did not want the heavy yoke of God's law. They said, nobody can do this. We don't want this heavy yoke. We want Baal's yoke over here, or Astra's yoke. Man, we can go there and they got good-looking women and we can just have a good time. That's all right in that religion. How come what's wrong with this one? Why, you know, there we get to keep our money every 50 years under the God's law. The money got all redistributed again, so nobody ever got really wealthy. And that's what happened in Israel, the northern 10 tribes. When they disregarded God's law, they got these huge wealthy people and they downtrodden the poor and the widow and the orphan. But under God's law, every 50 years, under the year of Jubilee, it all goes back to the original owners. And there was never a concentration of wealth. And if you were messed up so bad that you wound up a slave, or you had to borrow money, every 6 years there was a remission of debt. At the end of 6 years, everybody said, oh, all the debts are canceled, you get to start over again. That's where they got the bankruptcy law from. That you can file bankruptcy every seven years. And so what they said was, your law's too hard. We like to be able to accumulate money and get wealthy. We like to be able to buy slaves and keep them. We like to be able to be promiscuous. We don't want your law. And so we're going to push it off. That's what stubbornness means. You don't want to. Now, Jesus said, take my yoke. Well, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. No one could do the law in his own strength. You can only do it with God. Only with God. But God said the law is you love your neighbor as yourself. The whole thing is summed up in if you let God's love. Nobody can love their neighbor and themselves without Jesus Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, the unconditional love of God pouring through you. And so what they said here is that Jesus, he said that you are not supposed to act in lust and passion like the heathen who don't know God. That God has made a way. Take His yoke. He's made a way. That you keep, you become, and you stay sexually pure. You know that 99.9% of cervical cancer comes from sexually transmitted diseases? Yeah. Cancer of the cervix is a sexually transmitted disease. So is lots of other kind of cancers. The cancer of the rectum, or the colon. If you're homosexual and you're sodomizing, you can pick up cancer that way. Sexually transmitted disease. Okay. Let's look over here. No one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this manner. Because the Lord is avenger of all such as we have forewarned and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has given us his Holy Spirit. This is the strongest admonition I know of in the Bible for sexual purity. It is the will of God. The one thing is that if you have strayed, the blood of Jesus Christ will set you free. If you repent and turn away and break the bondage, the blood of Jesus Christ sets you free. For if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Start with verse 15. Well, let's start over in verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, that word fornicators is porneo, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetousness, well, that covers about everybody, nor drunkards, nor revilers, or extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. He just about shut everybody out. But such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Jesus said that if you sexually lust after a woman or after a man, you're guilty of adultery. If you do it in your mind, you're as guilty as committing the act. And I can say I don't believe anybody in this room that's not guilty of that. That's honest. I don't think there's anybody here who hadn't coveted something that belongs to somebody else or been envious of something that belongs to somebody else. That's all idolatry. It says so in Colossians 2:5 or 3:5. But the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, why are you talking about it then? Because there are consequences that sometimes happen that you have to take care of. Let's go on down here on verse 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Then shall I take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he is joined to the Spirit, is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does outside his body is outside his body. But he who commits sexual immorality, porneo, sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who you are, who is in you, whom you have from God? You're not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. See, God owns your body. If you're a Christian, God owns your body. Jesus Christ bought and paid for you with His blood. And she says that you're joined to a whore. You have promiscuous sex outside of marriage. You become one flesh. You develop what's commonly called a soul tie. Now, soul ties develop from the mixing of the blood and from, this is done through sexual intercourse or cutting a blood covenant. Discussion came up in the men's group that perhaps it could happen through a blood transfusion. I've seen people who have that personality change after receiving a blood transfusion. And so if you're going to have blood, you need to pray over it and get all the demons out of it, get all the spirits out of it, and get all that soul out of it in the name of Jesus. You need to break the soul tie with anybody that you had sex with outside of marriage. Break all evil soul ties. If you got a bad relationship, if you had a bad relationship and you got divorced and you're moving on, you need to break the soul, the evil soul ties with your ex-spouse and call back your soul. Because a careful reading of Proverbs shows you there's a dispensation of soul material during intercourse. There's a mixing of the blood that occurs. I won't go into how it happens, but it happens. And you need to call back your soul and release the foreign soul in you and break the soul tie. And if you're in sin, you pick up a demon. I just read to you that whoredom takes away the soul. And when you take away the soul, that word there is used in Genesis where it said, Enoch walked with God and God took him. He translated him away. Well, when you commit sex outside of marriage, that takes away part of your soul. Now, nature pours a vacuum, so he puts a demon in there. And you pick up an evil spirit that binds you to that person. Bind you to a lot of other unpleasant things. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's look at Proverbs. Proverbs 6:32. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Let's look back at Proverbs 5. Here Solomon is writing. He says, and he starts talking about a young man who's come into town. And he says, stay away from the immoral woman. And you read on down, and he says that, verse 3, her lips of an immoral woman drip honey, her mouth is smooth and oil, but in the end she's bitter as wormwood. Sharp as a two-edged sword, her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path in life, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. Therefore hear me now, my children, to depart, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove them far from you. Do not go near the door of your house, lest you give your honor to others. That word honor there means your vigor, your strength. Or your years to the cruel one. You're going to lose your strength, and you're going to be under oppression of the devil. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth. They're going to get all your money. And your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And you mourn at last when your flesh and body is consumed. And say, I have despised instruction, my heart despised correction. This is the price of adultery and fornication. Here in Proverbs 8, we have a young man who's come to town. And he is attracted by a young woman. And she makes it very attractive to him. Says, my husband's gone, took a bag of money with him, ain't going to be back for a while. Come on up. And with verse 31 says, with enticing speech she caused him to yield, with flattering lips she seduced him. Someplace in here it says flittering eyes too. Hallelujah. I don't see it right now. Immediately he went after as an ox goes to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow struck his liver. As a bird hastened to the snare, didn't know it cost him his life, but that really, the word there really means soul, is nephah. Cost him his soul. What do you do with sexual immorality? I'll tell you a little story. I'd been divorced about 3 years, 2 or 3 years. I was in the Bible study. And I lived alone. And I decided I wasn't going to be a slave to the kitchen, so I ate 3 meals a day at the hospital dining hall. I decided I could eat there for about $3 or $4 a day, which I thought was a bargain. In my Bible study one day, somebody commented about, what do you eat? And I told them I always ate the dining hall because I didn't. And this young lady who was there and the thing said, Doc, you mean you haven't had a home-cooked meal in 3 years? I said, no. She said, but if I fixed a home-cooked meal for you, would you come to my house and eat it? The old sucker said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the day arrived for the home-cooked meal. And the belly went over there, you know. And I came in the door and the lights were down. Candles on the table. Mood music was playing. I didn't see her two children anywhere. And man, she had on a dress that must have been put on with a spray gun. I mean, I didn't know that girl was that good looking, you know. And I looked in the table in there and he had a champagne bottle and I said, oh, Billy, you in a heck of a mess. Oh, God! And I stumbled and I began to cough and I went on the floor, I coughed, she said, can I get some, get me a drink of water? And she went in the kitchen and I ran out the door and I flee. You know, I got home and I lied. I called and told her I had an attack of diarrhea and had to leave. God forgive me. But I fleed sexual immorality. I mean, I was afraid that if old Billy stayed there, I wasn't sure Billy could take that. I just didn't trust old Billy. And that's what you need to do with sexual immorality. You need to flee. You need to run.
You need to run. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, God is good. Now, let's look back over at Hosea now. Because these things are all tied together. Idolatry. See, God considers... Well, let's get to Hosea 4:11 again. Put one of these little caring things in there. And let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Let's start up here on verse 1. If you will raise with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Isn't that strange? You know, you're on this earth, but yet you're sitting in Jesus Christ. And you're sitting in Jesus Christ, and He's in the Father, and the Father's in Him, and the Father's in you. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with Him in glory. And because of these things, therefore, put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now, fornication is a type of idolatry. God considers every act of fornication, sex outside of marriage, as an act of worship to the devil. Why do you think Satan is always in their ceremony with an act of intercourse on the altar? Why do you think heathen, pagan religions always emphasize sexual immorality? Because it's an act of worship to the enemy. And it appeals to man's natural flesh. That's the way the Baals, they didn't want to bear God's law. They wanted to go with the Baals because they could... Well, He didn't restrict our good times. How many times have you heard that statement? Your God just don't want me to have a good time. So let's go back to Hosea now. Whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. Now, harlotry there means both sexual immorality, or whoredom, the term whoredom, means sexual immorality and idolatry, both. Wine, that first word interpreted wine there really means intoxication. And I take that to mean any type of drug that will intoxicate your mind. The new wine is grape juice that is sometimes fermented and sometimes not. Enslave the heart. My people ask counsel of their wooden idols, and their divination rod informs them, so a spirit of whoredom has caused them to stray. Divination. We know that sex, we know that witchcraft will cause soul ties. Anytime anybody controls you any way outside the contrary to the will of God, that's witchcraft. And if that continues, they will take part of your soul and put a spirit of fear in to make you mind. It is a compulsive, it is a type of a compulsive, obsessive compulsive mind control. And it's a spirit that is related with a spirit of fear. And it will give you subacute autonomic reactions. I wish I'd brought my list of subacute autonomic reactions. But whenever you've got a demon that's trying to drive you, and you say, no, I'm not going to do it. I am not going to smoke that cigarette. I put them up there and I am not going to smoke that cigarette. And your head begins to hurt, you know. Your eyes get a little blurry. Your nose gets sort of stopped up. Mouth gets sort of dry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then your stomach tight. And you belch up some acid into your stomach. You got to go drink some milk or get something to eat because your stomach is all of a sudden belching, you know. And you got a diarrhea. You suddenly get diarrhea. And you're having a lot of mucoid stool. And you get spastic colon. You got pain down here. And it's called spastic colon, spastic stomach. And you get bladder spasms. And suddenly you got to go to the restroom to urinate every 15, 20 minutes. And you put out about 2 tablespoons. And you try to hold it. You get bladder spasms. And it hurts. Got to go. And you find yourself running to the restroom every 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And you start swallowing a lot of air and you start belching a lot. And as it goes through your colon, the gas blows your stomach up, it hurts, and then you pass this gas, which is socially unacceptable. So you have to try to hold it because you can't do it, and you got to run, find a place, you know. That's what, and you're so uncomfortable, and your muscles hurt, oh God, and you can't think straight, you certainly can't think straight, and you just go there and you get that cigarette, and all those symptoms disappear. Get a Chesterfield, and calm your nerve. I heard that on the radio, I don't know how many times in the 40s, a Chesterfield. Tired, upset, uptight, have a Chesterfield. Calm your nerves. Get that fixed. That's what the demons do to you. And it doesn't matter whether it's smoking a cigarette or taking a drink or anything else they want you to do. And then they'll condemn you for it, make you feel guilty. And so those are soul ties. And that's the way they make you do things. Now, if you go for divination, what is divination? Divination is one of the magic arts. Your magic arts are divided into three things. Well, magic first is the attempt to control people or natural events by supernatural means. That's Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, second edition, published 1976. It's divided into three parts. It has sorcery, that uses music, drugs, charms, talismans, fetishes, through evil spirits to bring about the desired result that the sorcerer wants. Interesting to know that the modern word pharmacy comes from the same word interpreted as sorcerer, pharmakomichi. That's the Greek word pharmakomichi, and from which we get pharmacy and pharmacist. The other one is witchcraft, and that's the ability to control people or natural events through supernatural means, through contract with demons, done with curses, and you have a contract with a demon. And the third one is divination, and that is the attempt to find out knowledge, things that you don't know. And so you say, well, what kind of things are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about first something 50% of the people in this country do. They read their horoscopes. Now, y'all all know that the stars don't control the destiny of people, I hope. But there are a number of goddesses that control astrology that you worship. First is Ishka, the mother goddess. She's known by a number of names. She's known by the word Astrea, Tinka, Diana, Celebi. The most common one is Jezebel. She's a great mother goddess. She's in charge of the horoscopes and all divination. She is a witchcraft-controlled spirit, a witchcraft mind-controlled spirit, a compulsive mind-controlled spirit that will drive you. And she loves to control people. You have religious witchcraft spirits, charismatic witches, warlocks. And so you have to discern what's of the Holy Spirit. Divination is a counterfeit of the word of knowledge. But then you read your horoscopes. Go to the fortune teller, go to the palm reader, go to the soothsayer, go to the times, the people who interpret the signs and the times, and the augurer, go to the median, talk to the dead. These people all are employees of the enemy. They make their living off of it. And when you go to them, you're going to a witch, and she will put you under a curse and draw you back to her. Come under the curse, and you know, like the Ouija board. Anybody y'all ever play with Ouija board? I hope you enjoyed it. You cursed yourself, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, four generations. And they will draw you in to sexual immorality. Now, fantasy is a thing that will draw you in to sexual perversion. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Start with verse 20. Since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they're without excuse. Because, although they knew God, now what he said is that anybody that's got good sense can look at the creation and see that there's an intelligent design to it. It didn't happen by chance. If you're a mathematician and you figure the chance for to make one gene in DNA, the statistical odds are so great that you couldn't print them on that wall back there. as to be not possible. But modern archaeologists and these people who work in this, they've got so much invested in it, you see, and besides, they'd have to find another line of work. And so they won't hear that. I mean, you know, the devil's blinded them. But the truth is, they'd have to find another line of work, poor people. Instead of hunting bones out there for some man 2 billion years ago and sitting, you know, you ever hear the Nebraska man? How many of y'all ever heard of the Nebraska man? Okay. Now, the Nebraska man, for those of y'all who hadn't, about 50 years ago, longer than that now, about 80 years ago, they were up in Nebraska and they found a tooth. And they said, this looks like a human tooth. Yeah, man, that is a human tooth. And they aged this tooth as being so old. And they looked at that tooth and they said, man, and so they constructed a whole skeleton around this tooth. And then they constructed, looking at the indentures and so forth, they were able to construct what the tribal life was like and how they lived. And they had old pictures of the Nebraska man all based on his tooth. Well, then about 20 years later, after they'd gotten all this invested in, they found a whole skeleton. And they found that tooth in the skeleton. Skeleton of a pig. Man, the Nebraska man disappeared out of the textbooks. I mean, you don't see any reference to Nebraska man anymore. The Piltdown man. Oh, I learned about the Piltdown man. The Piltdown man was a forgery. It was a skull, a human skull, an ape skull with a human jaw. And to make it look old, they painted it with ferrous sulfate. Make it look old. Make the jawbone look old. And that was the Piltdown man. And they had two or three more. The jaw of a man and another one. They were all fakes. And I won't comment anymore. I could go on and on about it. But anybody who really believes that has been blinded by the devil. God says you can look at the creation and know He exists. Because although they knew Him, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were they thankful. But it came futile in their heart, in their thoughts, and King James says vain imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And what they're doing here is they're imagining things, like those people imagined the Nebraska man. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God and the image made like corruptible man and like birds and full-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to the uncleanness of their lust and their hearts, dishonor their bodies among themselves. Now, you see, they've gone into sexual perversion. That's oral genital sex. How many of y'all were raised in a Pentecostal church? And they said to y'all, once you get married, anything goes. And they read you that scripture out of Hebrews, which says the marriage bed will remain undefiled. But they didn't read the rest of it. It says adulterers and fornicators God will punish. It's all one sentence. They just got half of it all. And they told they could do anything you wanted to. And they trained a whole generation of people into sexual perversion. And they worshipped and served the creature themselves rather than the Creator who's blessed forever. And for this reason, God gave them over to vile passions, and the women changed the natural use of the women for what's against nature, and likewise men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned with lust for one another, committing another men with men, committing what is shameful, receiving himself due penalty what was due. Even if they did not retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, do things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, deceit, evil minds, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, unconcerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice those things deserving death not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. And so you see the downward slide. First, the fantasy, vain imaginations, daydreaming, lusting, from lust into sexual perversion. Now, I hope I don't offend anybody now. Masturbation or self-pleasuring cannot be done without fantasy. Without fantasy, it doesn't happen. Fantasy, fantasizing thoughts either come into your mind or evil thoughts projected in by a familiar spirit that you can't get rid of, that's there, because of soul ties, because of something else, because of other things, things that have happened, other bondages. And so it's self-pleasuring. They say, is it sinful? Yes. It is self-centered, self-pleasuring, based on fantasy, which is fornication. And it leads you further into sexual immorality. It leads you down the slippery slope into sexual perversion. That's oral genital sex, anal sex. And one of the things fear does, it decreases, makes a dry mouth, and it decreases mucus in the vaginal tract. Therefore, the mucus in the mouth substitutes for the mucus in the vagina. The man, with him, fear causes him having failure to have an erection. Therefore, he uses his tongue, which is always hard. I hope I haven't offended anyone. If I have, I'm terribly sorry. But I don't know any other polite way to say it. I can say cuneofingalis and phileto. How many of y'all know what those terms mean? Those are the medical terms for it. But that comes from fantasy, daydreaming. That's the reason he says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. You've got to pull down the stronghold first. And every high thing that rises against the knowledge of God, then take every thought captive. And every argument, every vain imagination that supports it. And the devil moves by projecting thoughts and visions into your mind, whether it's from a demon inside you or from a demon outside you. And the answer is to bind him. Now, if you have a bondage demon in you, you got to break him first. You got to pull down. Let's look at Luke. This gets to be extremely complicated, people. And it is not easy. And I deal with people who have this problem all the time. It is sometimes getting to the root of it is very difficult. But there is victory in Jesus Christ. Let's look at Luke 11. Look at Luke 11, 19. Jesus said, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man, that's a demon, fully armed, guards his own palace, the structure, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes, that's the Holy Spirit, and overcomes him and takes from him all his armor in which he trusted, then he divides the spoils. And so, to get that thing out, you've got to get all the armor out. And the armor is the curses that gives him the legal right to be there. The things that have happened in the past. The hurts, sometimes they're so deep, you can't remember what they were. But God will show you. Sometimes you got a bitter pool. Got a pool of bitterness over something that happened to you 20 years ago. And when you think about it, you just... It's bad taste in your mouth, you know? That's a bitter pool. And what do you do for the bitter pool? Well, let's look at Exodus chapter 12. I think it's 12. If not, we'll find it. No, it's not 12. It's 16, 15. Exodus 16, 15, 15, 22. Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went through the wilderness of Shur, and 3 days in the wilderness, and they found no water. And they came to Marah, and they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. And they called the word Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we do? And he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. That tree represents the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will make your bitter pool sweet. Now, in 2 Kings, I don't know the reference, Elisha went to Jericho shortly after he saw, about 2 Kings 3 or 4, shortly after he saw Elijah go up in the chariot, and they said, the water is poison. It's bitter. We can't drink it. And he said, bring me some flour, a new vessel that hadn't been used, and some flour. And he took it out, and he threw it into the water, and it healed. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The flower represents the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus will make your bitter pool sweet. He will heal the bitter pool. And you say, Lord, heal this bitter pool. Touch this bitterness, Lord. Touch this bitter pool and make it sweet. And so, today we're going to pray to set people free from evil soul ties, from sexual immorality, fantasy, which leads into sexual perversion, masturbation. And you read that on that, you read Romans on down, you'll see it leads into homosexuality. And then it leads into a debased or perverse mind. Now, in the curse of whoredom, the curse of whoredom includes other types of sexual misfunction, peeping toms, sadomasochist. That's the polite way of saying you can't have sex unless somebody beats you. So you want to be beaten, inflict pain on you, and then you can have a sexual orgasm. The homosexuals do that all the time. Or people involved in pornography will frequently partially hang themselves. It will cut off the oxygen to the brain. They put a piece of lemon in their mouth. And they're looking at pornography, either on a video or looking at a magazine. And they're masturbating. And they cut the oxygen off. And that intensifies the orgasm. And then they bite on the lemon, you see. And that squirts that lemon juice. They come back and then they get up and take the noose off. But like the man that was in the storage room in the warehouse of the Salina Journal, he was sitting on the forklift wearing a pair of pantyhose and had the noose around his neck, and he was sitting on the thing. But what happened was he slipped off and he hung himself. You know, the Salina Journal prided itself on printing all the news, nobody who it, but they didn't print that. I associate with the coroner's office. That's how I know about it, know the details. That's about 25, 30 years ago. But they didn't print that one. I just sort of chuckled when I thought about it. I felt sorry for the poor family. But that's how it just perverted. And so you got sadomasochism. And the other one is you're sadist and you want to inflict pain on somebody. And the peeping tom, the flasher. Men always expose genitals. Women expose everything but the genitals. People who use fetishes. What's a fetish? It's something that excites you sexually. I remember this man who came in, and the only way he and his wife could have marital relationships was if she wore a fur coat and lay on a bear rug. He had a fetish about bear, about fur. And they tie each other up, beat each other up, and all sorts of screwy things. That's the reason they got fur-lined handcuffs. And this woman complained a man didn't treat her fairly, but she said, yes, she went in, she took all her clothes off, let him tie up with a piece of clothesline, but he got a little carried away, and she wanted to prosecute him. I'm glad I didn't have to judge that one. That was in court! And that's what fantasy will lead you to! It's a slippery slope all the way down. Daydreaming. Fantasizing. Withdrawing into the safety of your mind. You become God. You get to make the decisions. It's a type of idolatry. And depending on how bad it is, depending on what other kind of spirit you got. What other influences they are. And so, and I say I don't think there's anybody here who hadn't fantasized at one time or another. Hadn't had daydreams. Mad at somebody and think how you can get even with them. Feel like you're not being treated right at the office, and what you going to do? You going to do this, find this thing, and everybody going to elevate you, and you're going to be this great person. And on and on. Well, I think it's time to stop. I could talk on a little bit more about it, but I don't think so. I think we need to all stand up now and jump up and down a little bit and praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Everybody, come on. Praise God, folks. Come on, jump up and down a little bit. Get the blood moving, you know. Get the circulating up into your brain again. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord, for your great glory. Glory to you, Lord. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay, now we're gonna have some mass deliverance. I'll lead you in a prayer first. We'll break a lot of curses. Break the curses of the fathers. We'll break the curse of the occult, the curses of sexual immorality, curses of unforgiveness. And then we're going to call out some spirits. You'll be sitting down. I want both feet on the floor. I want you to listen to what I say and agree with me. And you might, not yet. When we start the prayer, I want you to agree with me. Don't pick and choose. Now, yeah, I got that one. Oh, I ain't got that one. No, I wouldn't have that one. If it's there, tell it to come out. If it ain't there, it won't hurt you. And let happen what happened. Let what's going to happen, happen. Don't hold your demons in. I mean, you just let it go. You worried about your dignity, what other folks might think. You get your dignity back. No, everybody worried about their own demons. Not worried about you. You know, they got their own demons to worry about. They're not watching you. And just let it happen. You can get your dignity back. As I said, you know, when I came here, I was in that row right over there, and I rolled in my own vomit. I had to get up and go take a shower with my clothes on. And then take a shower without my clothes to get the vomiters all off. But you know what? I got my dignity back. I put another suit on, came on back. And God was glorious. Now, maybe y'all won't get that kind of manifestation. I don't know. That was me. I had a lot to get rid of. And I continued getting rid of demons for till today. Some people come in and say, I want to get all my demons out today. And I say, it don't happen that way. It's a process. And the deliverance is a process for the rest of your life. Today is the first day of the process. You just sort of walk it out and don't look back. And don't take those things back. And you walk out that, God will give you more until you come to perfection. Praise you, Lord. Say, dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
I love you.
I love you.
Lord, I want to be free. To hear your voice. To be obedient to you. Bear fruit to you. That your name might be glorified. Before all the earth. Lord Jesus. I confess my sin. And the sins of my ancestors. I confess them as sin. I break the curse. On me. And my children forever. In the name of Jesus. I break these curses back 20 generations. I break the curse of the bastard. The incest. The illegitimacy. Whoredom. Returning evil for good. Idolatry. All other curses spoken against me from any source, including myself, I repent from any ungodly vows, any unfulfilled vows. I ask that the curse be broken in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, touch me today. There's some people in the past I have resented. They've hurt me. And I have not forgiven them. Lord, grant me the gift of forgiveness that I might walk in peace in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to think, just the Lord Jesus, if they got anybody they need to forgive, bring it to mind now. The Holy Spirit touch you, and if anybody's name comes to mind, you just say, I forgive Johnny or Joe or Sue under your breath. Put it in the airways, but you don't have to say it out real loud. The Holy Spirit can hear you real well. I ask you to bless them, Lord God. Say, I ask you to bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess that in the past that I have committed idolatry. By fantasizing. By daydreaming. I confess this is sin. I ask forgiveness. On the blood of Jesus. Set me free, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Deliver me from the bondage of sexual immorality. Sexual dysfunction. In the name of Jesus. Lord, set me free.
Set me free from masturbation.
Set me free, Lord God.
I want to be free,
Lord. To serve you in holiness and purity.
To serve you in holiness and purity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess
that in the past,
I have lusted after,
had sex with,
outside of matrimony.
Now we'll pause right here. And if you've done that with anybody you know, you very quietly speak their names just quietly under your breath. I confess this is sin, Lord. I ask forgiveness.
Your word says,
1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sin,
you're faithful and just
to forgive our sin
and to cleanse us
from all unrighteousness.
I accept your cleansing, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
I break the curse, Lord,
and I break
all evil soul ties.
I bind them.
I break the soul ties.
And I command the demons to come out.
All right. Now, you obsessive, compulsive, witchcraft, mind control spirits, I bind you right now. I isolate you from all of the spirits. You've got no power, authority from any other spirit. You will not tear these people. You will come out quietly now. In the name of Jesus, you will isolate yourself from all of the spirits now, and you will come out quietly. Everybody call.
Everybody call. Come on. Come on, push them out. Everybody, everybody. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus. All masturbation, come out. Come on out, push them out. In the name of Jesus, all sex perversion spirits, push them out. Everybody, call. 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 Everybody. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Don't you tell these people you leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you by the Spirit of the living God. Nobody wants you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you know the thing that hurts me. I confess the sin of the magic arts, of the occult, of whoredom. Lord, set me free. In the name of Jesus. Now, if any of you have ever walked with the Ouija board or the card layer, the card tailor, you can have your palm read. In the name of Jesus, been hypnotized. In the name of Jesus. Now, just let the Holy Spirit bring it to mind. Just confess it as sin. You need to confess it in the name of Jesus. I confess this as sin. Come on, people. I don't hear you. I break the curse
in the name of Jesus.
And I break all ungodly soul ties
to anyone who's ever controlled me or manipulated me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break it now in the name of Jesus.
Now, Lord Jesus, I have bad memories, Lord. Things that have hurt me in the past. Lord, show me. Bring to mind, Lord, those things that I need healing from that have happened in my past, Lord. Bring them to mind now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say,
Lord Jesus,
in the past,
I've been hurt.
I've felt rejected,
abused,
abandoned.
Threatened
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, bring those memories to mind.
Lord, I hold up these bitter memories, Lord, this bitter pool.
I ask you, Lord Jesus,
I put this tree in it.
I put the flower in it.
I put Jesus in it
for healing.
Heal me, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
I break all ungodly soul ties.
And I release them
in Jesus' name.
Set me free, Lord.
Now, Lord, I bind those demons. I command them to go. I break all the ungodly soul ties. And I speak healing. I speak healing to the bitter pool now. I speak the love of God. I speak the love of God to flow through the bitter pool. To heal the bitter pool. Just touch that bitter pool, Lord. All those bitter words. I pull our knife of betrayal out of the back. The root of bitterness. I pull it out. By the sword of the Spirit, I pull out the root of bitterness. And I pull out those narrows, all those bitter words that were spoken in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing to God's people. In Jesus' name. Lord, you know, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know the thing that binds me. Set me free, Lord. Your word says in Joel 2:32, anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lead me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down. Now, everybody put both feet on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms. Don't cross your fingers or your toes. Remember when you were a little kid, you said, you know, I got my fingers crossed. I don't have to tell the truth. Y'all know y'all ever did that? Had my toes crossed? No, I just had my fingers crossed. I didn't mean it. Well, the devil says, if you got your fingers crossed, your knees crossed, your legs crossed, he said, I don't have to do it. Because you don't really mean it. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of rejection. I bind that strong man now. We pull him down in the name of Jesus. I pull down that stronghold. I pull down the strongholds in your lives now. Our weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but mighty in God. For the pulling down the stronghold. I pull down that stronghold now in Jesus' name. I pull it down. I pull down the stronghold in the name of Jesus. I pull it down. Devil, we pull it down in Jesus' name. I pull down the stronghold in the name of Jesus. I break its power. I break its power in Jesus' name. Rejection, I bind you. I come against fear now. Fear, I bind you, fear. The love of God does drive you out. Come out of there, fear mogobogo. Fear all around, be gone. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not ever being good enough. Fear of not being able to do a good job. Fear of not being able to please your boss. Fear of the dark. Fear of spiders. Fear of roaches. Fear. Come out, fear. Fear of heights. Fear of driving. Come out, all fear. Fear mogobogo. Fear all around. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. And I command fear out in the name of Jesus. Fear and insecurity. Come out, grasshopper spirits. Come out. Come out, grasshopper spirits. Come out. Oh, they got cities built up to the sky. We can't take it with God. Come out, grasshopper spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear, insecurity, back to bondage in the name of Jesus. Go back to bondage. Go elect a leader and go back into Egypt. Go back into the world. I bind fear now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear in the heart causes depression. I bind the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. Depression, bipolar, I bind you and I command you out in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people now. Fear, come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear, come out. Come out. Fear, depression in the name of Jesus. Heaviness, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. All fear. Fear of the future. Fear for provision. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear not being loved. Fear not being wanted. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the love of the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I break the power of it, the power of the lust of the eye. Come out now. Come out, the lust of the eye. I bind you, that which you've seen. Come out. I bind all pornography in the name of Jesus. I bind all envious looks of other people's bodies in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I bind all spirits of seductive females, macho males in the name of Jesus. I bind it and I command it to be gone. In the name of Jesus. I bind. Come on out. Lust of the flesh now. Lust of the flesh. Come out. Lust of the flesh. Sexual lust. Come out. Sexual lust. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I bind the spirits of sexual lust, nymphomania, seriaris. Come out. Multiple sexual partners. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come out, sexual dysfunction. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and we break your power. All sex spirits, I bind you now. Don't you tell these people. You come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Lust for money. Come out in the name of Jesus. Lust for money. Lust for power. Lust for position. Come out in the name of Jesus. All you witchcraft devils, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against the power of the occult now. In the name of Jesus. All divination, come out. I speak the divination spirits. I speak the hypnotic spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of the Ouija board, the horoscopes, come out. The fortune teller, the card layer, come out. All pieces of the I Ching, come out in the name of Jesus. All pieces of reading the farmer's almanac for the signs to plant, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out now. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Out! 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Out! Out! And drink the spirits of self-accusation now. All the spirits of self-accusation. I bind you and I break your power in compulsive confession and self-pity. Come out! Come out! The poor me spirit. Come out! Oh me, I'm so poor I can't make it. I need help. Oh, somebody feel sorry for me and love me because I can't do it. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I bind you and I break your power. And I speak against pride now. Pride, come out. Come out. Pride, come out. Scorning spirits, scoffer spirits, come out. Unteachable spirits, stubborn spirits, come out. Deceptive spirits, being deceived, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I speak to all the divination spirits, all the religious spirits. I come against the spirits of Tonkai. Come out, Tonkai. Celebi, come out. Astria, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, Diana, come out. Come out. Praise you, Lord God. Tamaris, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your power. Come out, Iris, come out. Iris, I speak to you. I'm binding you. You come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Where's your kingdom now, Jezebel? You got no kingdom, Jezebel. We bind all the Jezebel spirits now. All the spirits of Jezebel. All the religious Jezebel spirits. Come out. Come out. All the deceptive spirits. All the spirits of deception. Come out in the name of Jesus. All the seducing spirits. We bind you and we break your power. Come out, Jezebel. Come out, Ahab. Come out. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come against the stubborn spirits. Don't want to bear the yoke. Stubborn spirits. Stubborn spirits. Come out. Spirit of stubbornness. Come out. Stubborn spirits. Nobody going to tell me what to do. Come out. How dare they tell me I'm wrong. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out. Out. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do my thing in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. It's in the permissive will of God. I'll do it because it's in the permissive will of God. I bind that stubborn spirit. I bind that spirit, permissive will of God, and I break its power in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of incest. Come out. Incest. Incest. I break your power. Rape. Rape. I break the power of rape in the name of Jesus Christ. Now bind the soul ties. Now break them. Come out, rape. Come out. Come out, incest. I bind the soul ties. I break the soul ties. Come out, incest. Come out, illegitimacy. I break the curse of the bastard and say, bastard spirit, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. I break the curse of returning good for evil and I break the vagabond spirit. Vagabond spirit, come out. Poverty spirit, come out. Come out. Bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to be gone. Go, go, go. Leave these people. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord God. Lord, I come against the spirits of idolatry now. Idolatry spirits, come out. Leaning on your flesh instead of God. Come out, idolatry. All idolatry. Come out. Go, go, go. Go, all idolatry. All bondage to idolatry. Come out! Come out! All bondage to idolatry. I speak to the spirits of homosexuality. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan's sadistic spirits, masochistic spirits, come out. Peeping toms, flashers, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we break your power. We command you to leave in Jesus' name. Now you spirits of infirmity. You spirits of infirmity. Jesus bore all of our infirmities and all of our pain. I speak to pain. Pain, I bind you. Smell. I bind you in Jesus' name and I command you to be gone. Be gone out of God's people. Go. Go out of the joints. Come out of the joints. Come out of the back. Come out of the head. In the name of Jesus, come out of the guts. Come out of the intestines. Out. All pain, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All infirmity spirits, you've got no legal right here. We bind you. We break your power. In the name of Jesus, we bind you and command you to go. All headaches, headaches, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind headaches, migraine headaches, vascular headaches, tension headaches, allergenic headaches, all our headaches, get out in the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft that caused headaches in the name of Jesus Christ. I command headaches to be gone. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the ears. I bind ringing in the ears, tinnitus. I bind deafness, tinnitus, vertigo. In the name of Jesus, I command you all to be gone. I speak healing now. I bind deafness in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the deafness demon. I say, come out in Jesus' name. I bind the deaf and dumb demon in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of stupor in the name of Jesus. I command, go! Go in Jesus' name. Go! In the name of Jesus. I bind all learning disabilities in the name of Jesus. I bind all learning disabilities. Go in the name of Jesus. All dyslexia in the name of Jesus. All ADD. Go, go, go. All attention deficit disorder. Go. We bring back their soul. Release any foreign soul from them, Lord. Bring back their soul, Lord. Bring back their mind. Bring back their intellect in the name of Jesus. Bring back their memory. We bind amnesia spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Amnesia, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All amnesia spirits, go. All confusion spirits, go. For God is not a God of confusion, but of order. And I bind confusion and I command Him to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak health and wholeness to God's people. In the name of Jesus, I break their power. In the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the eye problems. I come against nearsightedness, farsightedness, glaucoma. In the name of Jesus, optic atrophy. Cataracts. In the name of Jesus, I bind them in Jesus' name. I command them to leave God's people. Open their eyes that they can see, Lord God. Open their eyes, spiritual eyes, Lord. Open their natural eyes in the name of Jesus that they might see. We pull a veil off in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull off the veil. You said you'd take away the veil in Hosea, Lord. In Ezekiel, you said you'd pull off the veil off your people. Pull off the veil so they might see, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come against all teeth problems now. We come against gingivitis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against gingivitis, periodontitis, caries teeth, glossitis, in the name of Jesus. We bind them, come against root canals. We speak healing to them. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. We come against allergies, congested nose, congested throat. Dry mouth in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! Come against the asthma in the name of Jesus. We come against intestinal allergies in the name of Jesus. Come against hives. Come against itching in the name of Jesus. Pruritus in the name of Jesus. Dry skin. Eczema. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and say, be healed in Jesus' name. Come against boils and the botch in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! 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 Come against inflammation and pleurisy in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirits of pneumonia and asthma and bronchiolitis and bronchitis and bronchiectasis in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 Come out of our lungs in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against heart attacks in the name of Jesus. Myocarditis, heart attacks, weak heart, Scared heart. We bind that fear makes hearts fail in the name of Jesus. Failing hearts, come out. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go. Come against esophagitis now. Gastroesophageal reflux in the name of Jesus. We come against duodenal ulcers in the name of Jesus. Pleural spasm. Come against pain in the abdomen in the name of Jesus. We come against excessive belching in Jesus' name. We bind them and command them to leave God's people. In the name of Jesus. Come against hepatitis and cholelithiasis in the name of Jesus. We bind them and we break their power in the name of Jesus. We come against nephritis in the name of Jesus. Come against kidney stones, bladder stones in the name of Jesus. We bind them and command them to be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Uremia, go! In the name of Jesus, we bind you and we break your power. Come against colitis, Crohn's disease, in the name of Jesus. Ulcerative colitis, colitis, spastic colon, in the name of Jesus. Polyps in the colon, go! Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Allergies in the colon, go! Go! Come against bladder spasm now. In the name of Jesus, bladder infection, chronic... Oh, Jesus. Chronic subacute cystitis. We break its power. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against vaginitis, cystitis in the name of Jesus, urethritis. Go! Go! Come against cancer of the cervix, cancer of the breast, cancer of the colon, cancer of the pancreas, cancer of the stomach, cancer of the heart, cancer of the lungs, cancer of the brain, cancer of the throat. Go, cancer! Go! We bind all you cancers, every one of you, stubborn spirits. Stubborn spirits! Stubborn spirits in the neck! Stiff neck! Go! Stiff neck! All you serpentine devils, we bind you and we break your power. Come up out of that back! Come up out of that neck! All you condylema spirits, go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus Christ! Come out! All claudication, come out! All claudication, pain in the leg, come out! All circulatory problems, come out! All neuritis, come out! We bind you and we break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go now. Go. Go. Come against fibromyalgia. All come against arthritis. All collagen diseases. We bind them and we break their power in Jesus' name. Come against diabetes. All autoimmune diseases. Come against ITP and all autoimmune diseases. In the name of Jesus and we break their power. Come against strokes. We bind the spirit of stroke. Command it to go. Be healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Lord Jesus, let your love flow into them now, Lord God. It's your love, Lord. Everybody hold up their hands. Let your love flow into them now, Lord. Let your love flow. Flow, Rebel. Flow. Everybody stand up now. Pray and hold up your hands. Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord Jesus. Let your love flow into them, Lord. Let your love flow. Lord, I just loose the anointing now. I loose the love of God. Lord, let your love flow in now, Lord God. Your unconditional love, Lord. Flow in and sweeten the bitter pool, Lord God. Flow in, Lord, and fill every crack and cranny where we've driven things out. Fill your people, Lord, with your love. Open the eyes of their understanding, Lord, so that they will know they're children of God and they're loved children. They're children that you love them, Lord God. That your love flows, unconditional love flows through them to heal them. That out of their belly will flow rivers of living water to those around them, Lord God. Just touch them now, Lord. Let your love flow into them, Lord. Let it flow. Flow, river. And all God's people said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.